proper risk protection in the midst of COVID-19. Grow your money, build protection, and create lifetime income in retirement with Coach Pete and the team. Call for a no-cost consultation and for the next 10 free of charge Coach Pete's 7 Financial Blind Spots box set. We're helping our neighbors. 888-919-3119, 888-919-3119, or text Coach to 21000, Coach to 21000.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Officials want to boost Americans' trust in the COVID-19 vaccines that are awaiting regulatory approval and distribution.
At a roundtable with officials from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta, Vice President Mike Pence says it'll be important that Americans can trust the safety of coronavirus vaccines once they're approved.
The confidence piece is so important.
Pence suggested the FDA could approve the first vaccines by the week of December 14th.
Within 48 hours from the FDA's approval, we could be vaccinating people literally in all 50 states.
COVID-19 incident manager Dr. Henry Walk gave an update.
Hospitalizations are still rising, and it's a real problem.
Case numbers are slowing slightly in the Midwest, but continue to skyrocket in population centers in the West and Northeast. I'm Jennifer King.
Republicans and Democrats seem to agree that the fate of the country rides on the outcome of the Georgia Senate runoff election.
Now we take Georgia, then we change America, boasted New York Senator Charles Schumer after Election Day. One reason why Georgia Senator David Perdue says,
look, if we win Georgia, we save America.
Perdue tells the Salem Radio Network he's troubled at comments by leftist Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
AOC that same week said, we have to have those two seats in Georgia. We do not want to negotiate.
Especially on the Green New Deal, a $93 trillion program Republicans say would strip American freedoms and socialize the U.S. economy. Bob Agnew reporting.
The State Department says the U.S. will impose visa restrictions on Chinese citizens engaged in overseas influence operations. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the restrictions will apply to Chinese Communist Party officials or anyone taking part in propaganda or influence campaigns linked to the United Front Work Department. The United Front has been involved in efforts to put pressure on people who criticize China for human rights abuses in the Uyghur region, Tibet, and elsewhere. On Wall Street, they're up by 248 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
I hate Christmas shopping, dealing with surly clerks, crowded brick-and-mortar stores, and how do you make sure you purchase just the right gift? Hey, Kevin Wall here. That's where my friends at Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn come in. You can send friends and family delicious Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn in one of 19 flavors. If you own a business, Angelicious Gourmet Popcorn can put your brand on every bag. It's a great icebreaker for businesses that rely on sales and marketing. I mean, everybody loves popcorn. Just in time for the holidays, send a great-tasting gift to friends, family, and business associates. Personalize your gift with a family picture or corporate logo right on the bag. And get this, take 20% off your purchase by using the promo code KevinWall2020. That's the promo code KevinWall2020. Order right now at sendpopcorngifts.com. That's sendpopcorngifts.com. Check out Angelicious gourmet popcorn.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ Newsflash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. District Court Judge James Russell in Carson City today has ruled against an attempt by President Trump's campaign to overturn Nevada's presidential results, saying there was insufficient evidence to support the allegations. Trump's campaign alleged the Clark County staff failed to address 40,000 cases of double voting and thousands of more illegal votes from deceased voters and voters who no longer live in the state of Nevada. The Electoral College meets on December 14th. After months of hearing the money is on the way, some jobless Nevada gig workers could be getting a Christmas check. Washoe County Judge Barry Breslow has told the Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation it has 3 weeks to release pandemic unemployment assistance benefits to more than 9,000 people the department had previously paid, but then froze their payments. The date? Christmas Eve. The judge also held the department in contempt for not following his July order that the agency resume paying those benefits. Las Vegas's unemployment rate leads the nation, unfortunately, when it comes to major metro areas. Nearly 14% of Las Vegas's workforce was jobless in the month of October.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Look out for a disabled vehicle. That's Interstate 15 northbound at the Blue Diamond off-ramp. The off-ramp is blocked right there, so do expect delays. Approach with caution. You're also bumper-to-bumper on the Southern Beltway in Henderson, 215 westbound at Valley Verde.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two! Time is running out! Number three! Time is running out! Number four!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Friday. We'll have the Friday song for you coming up in just a couple of minutes as we get you ready for another spectacular weekend in Southern Nevada. Good to have you with us. We are coming to the end of first semester in the Clark County School District, and we still don't know if our kids are learning anything. We're not quite certain what second semester holds, but I wanted to get just a quick barometer reading from a guy that knows a lot about this. He is Kevin Child, the former Clark County School Board trustee, and he has dedicated much of his adult life over the last few years with the education of our children. Kevin, how are you doing, my friend?
I'm absolutely wonderful. Happy Friday, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
I had a great Thanksgiving, and looking forward to a great weekend as well. What is your assessment of what our kids have learned over the course of the first semester with this so-called distance learning thing?
Well, it seems like distance learning hasn't been too well, and that's not only in this state but across the country. Kids are hurting, as you know. Kids are committing suicide, and it's just not the cup of tea that everybody thought it was going to be, Kevin.
Now, is it a matter of we kind of slipped this on our teachers and on our parents and on our kids, like in a nanosecond educationally, and we expected everybody to adjust at the same level, even when there were some people that don't have Wi-Fi, they don't have the tablets, they don't have anything, and thus they're not learning. Is it a matter of we did this too quickly on them?
Well, it's not that you did too quickly. It's that it was thrown into the bathwater really quick because of this pandemic, if you believe it or not. But again, there needed to be more planning. They had 3 months to plan before the new school year, you know, as they exited the last school year, because they missed, I believe they missed almost 18,000 kids in the last school year at the end of the school year. So that's a lot of kids not getting education, Kevin.
Wow, that's nothing short of incredible. Let me just ask you, have we fixed all the things that needed to be fixed, like Wi-Fi and tablets and things like that? Have we fixed that part of it?
Not necessarily, because there's kids still having a problem with getting Wi-Fi and their computers, especially low-income families that don't have the computers, and kids are sharing on their laptop and being accessible to the Wi-Fi that they need. Some of them still have to go to, you know, the libraries, which is kind of a hardship for moms and dads when they're trying to make a living, Kevin.
I know that, and again, Kevin Child joining us, the former Clark County School Board trustee. You still keep your ear to the ground. You talk to a lot of parents. You talk to a lot of teachers. You talk to a lot of administrators. And I'm just curious if what you are finding is there any consensus in any of those groups, parents, kids, teachers, is there any consensus about the way out of this problem?
Well, a lot of them want to make sure that it's safe to go back. Well, I haven't heard any safety procedures from the governor, from the state superintendent, from the trustees, from the superintendent. I know they released, like, I think it was a 260-page how we're going to do this, but again, and they laid it on the parents' lap 2 days before a meeting, which was kind of harsh. And again, you've got to have a plan. We know that these kids have to go back to school. They're better when they go back to school. And again, parents are frustrated. But guess what? When they get frustrated, they can't work. They're not making, some are not making money, Kevin. So you have to look at where the challenges are in the household right now for a lot of these children. So, again, this is a difficult time still, and they, again, I'm going to say, they need to go back to school. In other states, they're going face-to-face. Even in our rurals, they're going face-to-face.
Well, New York City just brought their kids back into the schools, into the brick-and-mortar schools. Is it impossible to do in our district?
Well, you have space problem. Because remember, we have overcrowding in the school districts. We have 375 schools. We're short 30 schools, brand new schools, because again, our valley has gone, it's gotten bigger, more people, more kids. And again, our last legislative session, they never addressed that, which was really sad. Again, then that's almost $5 billion that you need to have, you know, to get your schools overcrowded, Kevin. And this is a big thing. But my thing is, there is a solution. And it's like I've said before, is that let the kids at high school stay home. But then what happens, use those high schools for those middle school kids so they can socially distance. That way you can use the middle schools for the younger kids to keep them socially distant. There is solutions, Kevin. It's just that it seems like they're in gridlock of pointing fingers, which the kids are hurting because of the administration. The teachers and the trustees keep on pointing fingers at each other.
Can we learn anything from the private schools, from the Catholic schools that are in brick and mortar schools? And at least so far, we haven't seen some major outbreak. Can we learn something from what they're doing?
Absolutely. It's collaboration, talking, lowering the emotional tension amongst the teachers' union and the admin union and the trustees and the superintendents. That's your biggest thing, is to say, all right, who are we here for, the kids or myself? And there's wherein lies the problem, is that we have to pay attention to our kids. Like we said last time I talked on your show, I believe we're up to like 15 kids committing suicide already. And now you're looking at the NIAA, which is the Athletic Association for Nevada. They canceled all winter sports. Well, what are these kids going to do? I mean, you canceled football and you canceled basketball. Some of these kids want to go to college and then get their scholarships. Well, if you're a junior, people are still watching you. If you're a sophomore, people are watching you in other colleges. So there's a problem going on. And you don't think those kids are hurting emotional? Yes, they are.
And by the way, I brought this up the other day when this came out, that you know what they're canceling? They're canceling bowling. Bowling. last time I checked, it's not a contact sport. You sit on opposite sides of the desk there, and you don't unless you want to shake hands, you don't have to shake hands with anybody. You sit there and you roll the ball, and you write down the score, or the score writes down for you. But they canceled bowling?
Yes, they did. And this is the problem, Kevin. They're just hurting all the kids. They're taking it out. The adults are taking it out of the kids of their own insecurities and not looking for solutions. And it's got to stop because, again, this is just not a one-day hurt. This is not just the next-day hurt, not the week, but a whole life hurt for some of these kids.
Well, my question is, when do grades come out? Because we've seen in a number of districts across the country that at least in a Fairfax school district in Virginia that they have like 88% of their students are getting Fs. Fs?
Well,
that's
yeah,
family.
I've seen that same thing, Kevin. It kind of hurt. And the kids will get their grades right, I think, a week before they get out of school. Well, they're supposed to get out of school this year, but they're not. But again, a week before winter vacation. And this is going to be a hurts don't it moment, I think, because again, I'm still waiting for how many kids we actually have in school on count day. I think they're like 25,000 short. Some say 13. We've never had a fair number because, again, if they're counting and they're grabbing money from the state, somebody's in trouble because every dollar has to be counted for.
Are you saying you think that there will be upwards of 25,000 kids that are nowhere to be found?
Well, they're not in our system. They're not in the public school system.
Wow. And that means they're what? Homeschooling, microschooling, all of the other types of schooling.
And maybe not getting school. Maybe they're just at home. And this is, again, a problem. I mean, yes, we have people out there looking for these kids every single day. But again, you gotta be careful about that because, again, they're taking taxpayer dollars and they're not teaching kids. To me, that's fraud.
We're going to talk next month with folks during National School Choice Month and National School Choice Week. And one of the things that I've been saying, and I finally heard Andrew Campanella, the president of National School Choice Week, saying that you know, if there is a silver lining in the pandemic, it is that we might happen onto school choice, real school choice, that I know the president promised in his campaign that every child would end up having choice. Do you think that might be some sort of a side benefit that might come out of the pandemic, that it might be that more and more people, now that they've been exposed to school choice, they're going to hunger for that, they're going to demand it of their leaders?
Well, I hope so, because, again, you can't rely on public schools right now, and you can see that across the country, especially when you have Democrats running cities that are having public schools in their cities, in their states. Because, again, you have to look at Biden. He is not for school choice. He's even made that publicly known. It's on video, which is really a shame because, again, that's how you're going to get kids out of poverty, if you give them a choice. And remember, when I was a school board trustee, I always said that we need to teach our kids social emotional learning, and most important is having financial literacy being taught in public schools. That's how you're going to get kids; their future is going to be a lot more brighter.
Today, the governor and the Economic Forum in Carson City they issued a statement that was kind of a dire warning. that there's going to be a huge hole in our budget, in our state's budget, due to the pandemic. That's going to be astronomical. It's going to be what one term was, dire, that the governor used. My question is, how is this going to impact our schools, not just here in Clark County, but across the state? Our budget's going to have to come down?
Well, if you cut any more out of the Clark County School District, you're going to be in trouble. Again, they've needed more money, and I know people scream and yell, but I can prove certain facts where you can use that money wisely, because, again, remember, we changed the formula how we spend the money in schools. So schools can't in Nevada can't waste money. The money follows the student. And we're in Nevada, we are the one of the lowest when we come to per student funding in the nation, which is, again, we'll go back to that budget. They said that we're looking at, what, in 2023, we're still probably not going to find our way out of the hole, which is really sad, but it's going to impact these schools very, very bad.
My question is, how do we fix it? Can we fix it legislatively? Is it going to have to be by initiative or what?
Well, number one is you have to have a governor that's going to start talking to people. He has sat on up in his perch up in Carson City or actually more times in Las Vegas, and he has done nothing to collaborate with trustees, maybe once in a while the superintendent. But again, these are elected officials that he should be reaching out, just like his legislators. And we've had people say that he has, and legislators that say that he doesn't talk to them. So it starts up on the top, Kevin, which is really shame. Sisolak doesn't have, I would say, the communication skills to run Nevada, which is very, very scary.
But just in general terms, is this going to have to be through legislation, or is it going to be the people rising up and simply demanding school choice, better funding for our schools, et cetera?
Well, as you said, I want more school choice, because I think that public schools are going to be more failure if you can't get the money towards them. But it might have to be in the legislature. In the next legislature, of course, that's going to be another look-see of how they need to, you know, fund education and what they're going to do and what they're going to teach. Again, but you're still having people move into to Vegas. And remember, your property taxes is what pay for your schools. So we've seen a rise in housing sales in the last year in Las Vegas. And that's what you're looking at. And everybody's going, how is everybody buying these homes? But after this pandemic, there's going to be a lot of people losing their homes. Because they haven't, you know, again, it's going to be a seesaw back and forth, Kevin.
No, it is. It is. It is. It is. Well, I am. It's always fun to have you on. And I know that your mom, Jean, loves to hear you on this show.
She's listening to you right now.
God bless her. God bless her. You tell her I said hi. It's always fun, Kev. Thanks so much. If I don't talk to you before the holidays, have a merry, merry Christmas, a happy new year, and just enjoy yourself, okay?
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners, and enjoy, and hopefully we'll have a better 2021.
I sure, it's got to be better than 2020. Kevin Child, thanks so much. Kevin Child, former Clark County School Board trustee, joining us. Stay where you are. We'll get to the Friday song coming up, because you need it. We all need it right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children, for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect over the past 30-plus years. But now, the Clark County Commission says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. And the best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So, at Ichabod's Lounge, you can have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the Valley's top gaming promotions. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7 with live music. Ichabod's, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Uh-oh. You have an ugly, embarrassing fungus on your toes and don't know what to do. You've tried topical medications and they simply didn't work. You're fearful of the doctor's knife, painful laser treatments, and don't want any part of sulfur-containing oral drugs. Well, bye-bye fungus is your answer for fast, safe, and effective treatment of awful fungal infections. Bye-bye fungus is based upon advanced technology that utilizes a patented combination of isoamylactate and jojoba oil. No other topical product includes this patented combination of ingredients, which work together to quickly eradicate the fungus. Bye Bye Fungus is as easy to apply as nail polish, and for a limited time, you can receive a 20% discount by calling 1-800-258-3635 and mentioning the Kevin Wall Show. That's 1-800-258-3635, or visit us at byebyefungus.com and enter the discount code WALL.
Prevention is important. Help prevent the spread of illness and keep yourself and others well. Here are some of the most effective ways you can prevent the spread of germs. Wash your hands by scrubbing thoroughly with soap and hot water for at least 20 seconds, and always wash before you touch your face, eat, or drink. Use hand sanitizers in addition to hand washing or where soap and water are not available. Limit sharing of items such as utensils, cups, and dishes. Avoid all physical contact with others, including handshakes and kisses. Practice social distancing by maintaining a distance of 6 feet from others. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Avoid contact with ill individuals and insist they isolate themselves. Sanitize frequently touched surfaces in your home and workplace several times a day. An ounce of prevention is worth a ton of cure. Download the free booklet at Scientology.org/stay well.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. You know what we do? One of the things I love about Friday is we let our hair down just a little bit. There's all kinds of news swirling around. We're going to get to all of it. Stavros Anthony is asking for a recount in his Clark County District C race. We got the Economic Forum, a group of experts, I guess you'd call it, all saying that, and the governor even saying, today's Economic Forum report is a sober reminder of the devastating impacts of COVID-19 has caused in our state. This global pandemic has created both a fiscal and economic crisis in our state, and my office, the governor's finance office, and state agencies will continue to challenging task of preparing an executive budget based on the new fiscal reality. That means cuts. That means less money for social programs and all kinds of other programs. Even with all of that, and did I mention the Trump campaign lost in court today up in Carson City? We'll get to that. But first, We like to celebrate on Friday because it's the day we work all week for to get to. It's the best day of the week. Here we go. Buckle up, folks.
Oh, man. What day is it?
Oh, you know better.
It's Friday.
Friday. Oh, yeah.
Wall to wall. It's Friday.